Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We now have the blueprint, America, and we won't accept less going forward in the future.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says any officer engaged in police brutality should be met with fair justice. Five black police officers were fired and charged with murder right after the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols of Memphis. Crump cited the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which passed the House in 2021 and would ban chokeholds and racial profiling. But the new Republican chair of House Judiciary says no legislation would prevent police violence.
Why wouldn't we sit down now, set a path to get us to a balanced budget, and let's start paying this debt off and make sure the future generation has as many opportunities as we do?
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he and President Joe Biden could reach a deal on deep budget cuts when they meet this week on the debt ceiling. McCarthy did concede that cuts to Social Security and Medicare are off the table despite pressure from his right. The U.S. hit its debt limit earlier this month. Treasury officials say they can prevent default until summer. Observers say 2023 will be a crucial year for voting rights.
Those on the other side are trying to discourage people from participating. That's what this really is about. We have to fight back to protect our democracy, to protect everything.
Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows says it'll take strong leaders to ward off systematic voter suppression. Nearly 100 bills to restrict voter access have been introduced in state houses nationwide. More than 245 bills would expand voter access or otherwise deal with election administration. A Democratic National Committee panel says it will finalize its presidential primary calendar in June. Officials in Georgia and New Hampshire say they want the extra time to adjust if South Carolina goes first. But some lawmakers, like New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen, are pushing back.
Now, we have a state law that says we're going to go first, so we're going to go first.
Shaheen says she'll continue to invite presidential hopefuls to her state despite a plan to penalize candidates if they ignore the new schedule. Under a DNC plan backed by President Biden, Nevada and New Hampshire would follow South Carolina. Georgia would be third, followed by Michigan. Activists on both sides are focused on Wisconsin, where a state Supreme Court seat could determine the fate of abortion rights in the swing state. Voters will head to the polls next month to choose which of four candidates, two liberal and two conservative, will move on to the general election in April. Political analysts say the GOP handed Democrats a winning issue by proposing to replace the income tax with a nationwide 30% sales tax. That would land harder on working families, but be a big break for the wealthy. Kevin McCarthy says he opposes the bill, but promised a vote to win the speaker's chair. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.